Aaron Copland's Lincoln Portrait, which features the words of the 16th president atop instrumental coloring of Copland, plus a snapshot of America post 9/11 by way of composer David Del Tredici in wartime. Those two works are at the center of the MSU Wind Symphony's concert January 31st at the Wharton Center, and though the music selection has the possibility of being used as a civics lesson to Professor Kevin Sedatall's students.
I don't feel like it's my role to do that. I think we've had some good discussion about it, you know, particularly in wartime and what that means. And what I know, my student who's actually conducting it, he presented this piece last semester in a class called Music and Violence. And his final presentation was on this piece, and which opened up just a wealth of questions and possibilities. In fact, the professor of the class came to see me to talk about it. It's like, could we do, you know, I want to put this piece as part of my class now, because it's perfect for what we're covering, and it's so poignant for our times right now.
And after David Del Tredici's 9/11 inspired In Wartime, the MSU Wind Symphony moves to something that is a bit more contemplative.
Copland with Lincoln Portrait. Lincoln's words are so poignant right now. They could not be more poignant than right now. And I don't even need to explain that. Everybody understands what I mean. But if you really read what Copland used from Lincoln, particularly the end, which is from the Gettysburg Address, it couldn't be any more meaningful to our circumstance right now.
Though if you attend Tuesday night's performance at the Wharton Center with the MSU Wind Symphony, there is one word you should avoid.
The whole term of band almost doesn't make any sense. You know, that's why we call the Wind Symphony the Wind Symphony, because it takes on so many different forms. It's chameleon-like almost, because we are highly influenced by the contemporary music ensemble, like the Pierrot Lunaire ensemble, but built out a bit. So, you know, ensembles like Eighth Blackbird and Sound the Alarm, and those have direct influences on the music for the wind ensemble, the wind band these days. That's not to say that there aren't many pieces still being composed for what would be considered the normal band, but we tend to be very flexible in all of this repertoire just because that's where the composers are taking us. I think the architecture of the concert is going to keep people very involved and interested. And we're going to do a little encore at the end, a little Sousa march, which is called George Washington Bicentennial, which is a celebration of George Washington's 200th birthday, just in case somebody needs a little bit of a toe tapper to get out of the building. So.
The MSU Wind Symphony and Professor Kevin Sedatall perform a concert of American works this Tuesday night at the Wharton Center. More information at music.msu.edu. For WKAR, I'm Jamie Paisley.